It's funny, sometimes I have these great ideas weeks ahead, and then it comes closer and I really struggle with, why did I pick that scripture or that title for my sermons? And sometimes I work really hard to make a sermon fit a title that I picked weeks ahead. And other times I'm not sure of where I'm going at all, and it just takes a major twist on me. And I'm not really sure which of those happened today, but when I decided to preach on Psalms way back in April, I expected it to be a little bit different than it is today. Psalm 67 has been a bit of a struggle for me, and I'll unpack that a little bit in a few moments, but right now I would like to read Psalm 67 to you. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known upon earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nation be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, has blessed us. May God continue to bless us. Let all the ends of the earth revere him. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now you may ask why this passage is difficult for me. Well, it's that word, blessings. That word, what it means, it's very hard for me to understand, and it's even harder for me to wrap my mind around who and why and when we're blessed by God. The word blessing means God's favor and protection. It sounds simple enough, but is it really? In the Hebrew, the word is barak, which can mean to kneel, or it can mean bless or be blessed. And this psalm asks God to bless us. And I worry about asking God to bless me any more than I already have been, because I guess, to be honest, I don't deserve it. Ever. I know that in so many ways I am blessed by this earth, by being alive, by all that I know. I don't know why it's so hard for me to understand, but I think in my own mind, to be blessed, it maybe seems like God is kneeling to me, and I don't want that. That said, isn't it what God does for each one of us over and over and over again? We're blessed each day. We're blessed by the beauty of the world we live in. We're blessed by the breath we take. Being alive is because God created this world. There are times in our life when we don't feel as blessed. We live in a world these days, well, especially these days, where despite all that we have, we live in a lot of fear. Fear of terrorism, fear of war, fear of differences, fear of change, just fear. So we try desperately hard to be around people that make us feel safe and secure, and we tend to avoid people or places where we feel uncomfortable. Perhaps that's exactly why we need to look at Psalm 67. We need to hear these words that say to us, that say to the church, that say to the world, that God is God, of the whole earth and all of its inhabitants. And God intends blessings for all peoples, no exceptions. Perhaps where we all differ is what we want or expect those blessings to be. When you look at the first two verses of Psalm 67, they probably remind you of a verse you hear often found in Numbers. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known upon the earth, your saving power among all nations. But these verses also remind the Israelites of their calling as the chosen people and of God leading them out of slavery and into the promised land. In this instance, blessing must be understood within the context of salvation. Salvation, as well as provision and protection and guidance. Then the second verse changes the direction from looking inward to looking outward, that God's way may be known among all nations. This psalm suggests to me that the purpose of being blessed is not so that we're happier. The purpose of being blessed is for our own salvation, and then that we might in turn share that blessing so that others are in turn introduced to salvation. It's interesting that we don't read in the scripture of God blessing people or God blessing groups just so that they have a wonderful change in their life for their own good. Yes, anytime we're blessed by God, you have a change in your life for the positive. But we see God blessing with a so that found on the end of the blessings. As Jesus sent out the 12, he authorized them to proclaim and perform signs that the kingdom of God was present. They were to share what they received. Freely you have received, freely give. I mentioned having problems with blessings in the beginning, and I think a part of the problem for me is that we tend to think that we just need to ask God for whatever we want, and that's that. Think about when we actually use that word, blessings. We say God bless you when someone sneezes. Or when someone is going through a hard time, we say, bless your heart. In the South, that term takes a little bit of a different meaning when you say, bless your heart. We use the term when we say, God bless America. Or in times of prayer, I may say, God bless our time together, or bless the work of the church. In all those times that we ask for blessing, how many of them are we really asking for salvation? Not very often. Have we become a people who just want? We want blessings all around us, for us. Make my life better and better and better. And I'm afraid we want, but we don't want responsibility. At the heart of this psalm is that God is God to all the earth, every corner, every person. And unfortunately, we live in a world where it seems like We have to think about everything as us and them. Because of that, we want us to be blessed and we want them to not be. We want to be the haves and we want them to be the have-nots. Even though in so many ways we're connected to a world in ways that people in the past couldn't even imagine. If I want to connect with someone on the other side of the world, it's just a matter of picking up my phone or my iPad or my tablet, and I can see them in real time, in a moment. I can turn on the news or the computer, and I can find out what's happening anywhere in a moment's notice. Yet in so many ways, we see people around the world as them and us. What matters is me and mine and ours right here and right now. This psalm, without a doubt, clarifies that we're all in this together. We don't want anyone to be left out. We're to want all to be blessed, because being blessed is being included in salvation. God sent Christ into the world to save the world so that the world through him might be saved. Remember that verse we learned as a child? To be a child of God, to be blessed by God, means that we want to share that blessing with all the world so that the world might be saved. We have freely received salvation from God through Jesus Christ, and that blessing we have received is to serve as a sign to all people. Psalm 67 says, "Break away from all narrowness in the reception of salvation." In the world, in our church, in our country that is torn by division of race and gender and nationality and a host of issues, we need to hear Psalm 67 with open hearts and with open minds. We need to really look at how big our God is. Christ came into this world so that we could have a living, breathing example of how to live. And he was crucified and buried and resurrected. And if we think that was for anything less than the whole world, then we've made God very small. God doesn't belong to one type of persons or groups. God is God of all, and God's blessings are our call. Our call to missions. It's our call to evangelism. It's our call to make the ways of God known to the earth, from east to west, from north to south. The world has most definitely lost its way, both morally and spiritually. The people of God have the ability to right the course of this world, especially if we recognize our calling to share the blessings of God throughout all the world. May your God be big enough. May your blessing be big so that you can share those blessings, so that God's love and salvation can spread to every corner of this world. I don't have a Jerry Weber version of this psalm, So I wanted to close by reading the message. God, mark us with grace and blessing. Smile. The whole country will see how you work. All the godless nations see how you save. God, let people thank and enjoy you. Let all people thank and enjoy you. Let all far-flung people become happy and shout their happiness because you judge them fair and square. You tend the far-flung people. God, let people thank and enjoy you. Let all people thank and enjoy you. Earth, display your exuberance. You mark us with blessings, O God, our God. You mark us with blessing, O God. Earth's four corners honor him. Amen.